from the first reading today from the book of the prophet Isaiah to the gospel, the theme of fasting is the underlying theme, or the aspect of fasting is the central point in the readings today. Why do we fast? Well, especially from food during this time of the year. The hunger that we experience when we fast is a symbol of the spiritual hunger we should feel for God and for heaven. And this world often makes us all too comfortable, and we easily forget that this is not our true home. We are pilgrims through a foreign land, far from our resting place. And fasting reminds us of the longing of a traveler, a pilgrim, who has to reach his destination safely and finally to rejoice in being home for good. And a faithful disciple, a faithful Christian, looks forward with hope toward heaven, where he or she will rest with God forever in true happiness. I mean, giving up things, especially during this time of the season, is wonderful. But at the same time as what I've mentioned during Ash Wednesday Masses, that ultimately, the whole idea of fasting is transformation of the heart, renewal of the heart. As I was talking with a good friend of mine about this, and we were talking again about the things that we need to give up during this time of the year, we suddenly realized that most of the things that we want to give up are self-serving as well. It's like, okay, why don't we do this for this 40 days? Give up this specific food. And in the end, he told me, well, that's really going to help us with weight loss. I said, well, that's a good purpose. But at the same time, too, we both realize, well, we're still talking about our own self, what we do to our own self. That thing is important, but ultimately, I need to experience the real weight and the real weight loss, the weight that comes from sin and the loss that comes from grace. That's ultimately what fasting should do to us. A greater realization of the things of heaven. And in as much as these little things that we give up are really noble, in the end, we need to ask ourselves, do I really do this for God or for myself? Because if it's for my own self, then it defeats the whole purpose of fasting. There were several people from the Hispanic community who asked me, I think there is this this practice of, which is getting popular nowadays, at least several people have approached me, have asked my opinion about just bread and water for 40 days. And I talked to one person, and I know that the person is suffering from a certain sickness. Then I said, I don't think that's going to be a good idea. You know, you might find yourself in the emergency room nowadays, and with COVID and all of that, it is so dangerous. But I think you need to ask, what is really the purpose of this? Is it just for the sake of doing fasting, for the sake of fasting? Or is there something that you want to change in your heart that would make you a better person, a better follower of God, a more loving person? And if that is the goal, there might be other ways for you to do it without risking your health without putting you in the hospital, because she was really intent of doing it. And she said in the end, well, Father, I also need to lose a little bit of weight. Well, and I said, that's fine, but you have to balance it out. You have to balance it out. Ultimately, what we heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah today is really what God wants. What did the prophet Isaiah said? This is the kind of fasting that I want. Setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Fasting, in as much as we are asked to give up something, it has also the other side of it, which is to feast on another things. We give up on something, but at the same time, we feast on other things. That really helps our spirit, our soul, to grow in love of God. And these are the things that the prophet Isaiah laid out to us. We give up on some things, but we feast on the things of heaven.